like I remember when we were there, like one of the first days, it was you can enter, leave, or stay still.
Right.
Was it a lot easier to have fewer choices?
Sure.
To where?
Then you know you have these options and you can improvise within those ramifications. So.
Yeah. But within those, you still had your own imagination. You could enter backwards. You could roll. You could cartwheel. So there's so much you could do with it, but you just had to enter or exit or be still.
And the thing that she, I think, is pushing for is for us to become, to invent movement instead of relying on the vocabulary that we already have, and to actually try new things and try taking our weight off, going off center, or trying something different and thinking outside the box. I know that sounds really cliche, but that's what she was pushing for, is movement, inventfulness. Inventness?
Invention.
That's what she was pushing. I think that's what she was pushing for, and that's why we've had these structures of take someone else's weight, because that's something you just can't do by yourself. You can't sit there and just take the weight of the air. I guess you could, yeah, but you know. But and that's why we have so many structures, and that's why we started off with entering and exiting. Because if you can be inventive in entering a space, then that's the first step of having and being inventful without any structure.